This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We talked about the veterans last segment.
And I'm just impressed you got the joke, Jeff.
Yeah, there you go. And we both kind of think the job is there for Kenny Pickett to win if he can do it, because the Browns would like to see maybe they can get lucky with a guy who was thought of well enough by one team to go in the first round. Insert anything you want there. Bad draft, bad quarterbacks, whatever, bad team, bad offense. 15-10 as a starting quarterback for Kenny Pickett. We both feel that if Joe Flacco's the starter, things didn't go real well. That means the young guys aren't ready, and neither is Pickett. We're going to talk about the young guys in a second. Chris is in California. Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. I just have a question, and it's just, I guess it's kind of like PTSD following Kenny Pickett's career. And also bringing in Deontay Johnson, too. There's fan bases that gravitate to certain quarterbacks. And the odd man's out, I feel like, right now in Cleveland is Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. Joe Flacco has a history with you guys. And Shedeur Henderson has a big fan base. What if and how are the coaches evaluating the wide receiver room or the tight end room, the running back room, seeing if they are not collaborating with one another to gravitate towards who they want to start? If you understand my question.
Yeah, I do. What are the players thinking about this quarterback competition? I would think it's way too early. But Chris, I agree with something you said. It seems real clear that if you're just going by public perception, Daryl, the leaders in the clubhouse are Flacco and Sanders, and the odd guys out are Pickett and Gabriel.
Yeah, but I think that if you would
Chris, thank you.
Look at the organization, I would argue Kenny Pickett is the leader in the clubhouse and the guy that's got to get beat out, and Shedeur Sanders is the future.
I'd agree.
Like, it's interesting. Like, from a fan perspective, yeah, I get it. But, like, I live
You agree with that, though. From a fan perspective,
I live in reality.
It's Flacco and Sanders.
Yeah, I live in a reality, and I kind of feel like the Browns love themselves from Kenny Pickett. And
I think they hope to love themselves some Kenny Pickett.
No, I think they love themselves some Kenny Pickett now, and they hope that their love is validated by him winning the.
Don't we all feel that way, Daryl? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I was going to say, I'm just not going there. So I feel like that they're hoping Kenny Pickett can be what they believe he can be, and then you look at both Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I kind of feel like they hope Dylan's at some point can be a trade chip for them, and then Shedeur becomes and develops into that ultimate long-term solution.
Let's get into that in a second. James is in East Cleveland. Hi, James. Welcome.
Thank you, brother. How y'all feeling today?
We're well, thank you.
Yeah. This quarterback situation, man, is going to be crazy this year. One, I'm with you guys. I hope they hand Joe a clipboard and say thank you for your time and bring him on as a QB coach or something like that. That'll eliminate one thing. I just think he over the hill. I do think it's Kenny's picking job to win or lose. I think it's really boom or bust either way. You're going to have him go out there. You're going to have plenty of fans crying for Shedeur, crying for Gabriel if he doesn't play well. If he plays extremely well, and then he plays himself into a contract, and the Browns are in a quandary again, because then what are you going to pay him with when you still got Deshaun on contract for next year too, or still on the hook for that money? So I think it's up in the air. I think the Browns want one of the rookies to win a job to save them money in the long run with the cap issues, and especially with Deshaun Watson's big contract. You can save some money with the rookies not taking that much cap space. But I want to ask you guys, who do y'all think the Browns organization wants to win the job, and who do y'all think the fans want to win the job? And thank you,
James. Thank you very much. I think the organization wants Pickett for now.
Yeah,
for now. I think the fans probably want
Joe.
I would think. Or Shadur. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, I think, and again, people are going to take this as a criticism or a knock. It's not. I think the Browns want to be very cautious with Shadur. I don't think he's going to win the quarterback competition, and I don't think they're going to put him on the field until they are of the belief that he's ready to hit the ground running. That's just my view of this whole situation. You can't, because that kid has talent, Jeff. You can see it when you watch him, okay?
All right, well, let's do this. What is Shadur Sanders? Is he a guy whose stock dropped like nobody's stock has dropped in a long time at a position where stock doesn't drop that far? When you've been talked about as maybe being the number two pick in the draft, even some thinking the number one pick in the draft, and you're on the board in the fifth round after a highly productive career at Colorado, or are you a guy whose skills are just not there enough that you did drop for a reason to the fifth round of the draft, whose completion percentage was through the roof because he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than any quarterback in college football, and who might be a product of a hype machine that was cranked up by his dad, who's one of the best salesmen in the history of pro sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think.
What is the guy?
I don't think he dropped because of skill.
Okay.
I think he dropped because he got some bad information going through the draft process, which affected his attitude and approach.
The way he
to the draft process,
the way he conducted himself in interviews with
turned
teams.
Some teams yeah. off. Well, like, not just like the during interviews,
like
not just
Giants.
During interviews, Jeff. Taking interviews, willingness to meet with teams. Like, you should meet with all 32 teams. You should, because you just going into the draft, Jeff. The draft is unpredictable.
Sure.
Okay,
is.
And if you're counting on the media to tell you where you're getting picked, you as a prospect are receiving a tremendous disservice. And I think the fact that he did not have an agent hurt him. God love Dion, and I get it. You know, you know, as a father, you do anything for your kids.
Sure.
To prop them up and to help them out and make their journey,
you
their
to
life
see them
easier.
Succeed.
Right.
You want to see them succeed.
Easier than the trials and tribulations that you had to go through personally and professionally, right? So from that standpoint, I get it. But ultimately, that hurt Shadur. It really did hurt Shadur. So I don't think, because when
it would have been really difficult for him to say, Dad, you're wrong. I'm doing it this way. Because his dad has been, such an influence. And his dad is one of the greatest athletes we've had in sports.
I believe that had Shadur gotten better advice, and had he had an agent that could have told him, hey, you're probably not a first-round pick. You're probably going to be in the second round. That's where a lot of teams have you graded, okay?
So let's make sure.
Let's make sure we're taking all our meetings. Let's make sure we're
here's how you deal with those meetings.
We're presenting ourselves a certain way. Here's
you're
how you answer the question.
You're selling yourself.
Right.
They're not selling their
you're
team to you.
You're not on a recruiting trip. They're
exactly.
not recruiting you. You're trying to recruit them. And
correct.
You can see the talent. He's accurate, Jeff. Throws a nice ball. He's accurate. I mean, there's some little things with the mechanics, and but that stuff can be coached. That's what Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees and the coaching staff are paid for.
One of the things, Daryl, that cracked me up during the whole process was hearing that he wasn't very athletic. And I thought, okay, first of all,
he's not his dad.
Exactly. He's Deion's son. You can't be completely unathletic if you're Deion Sanders' son. And if you watch tape of Shadur, I thought he moved more than well enough to be able to avoid the rush. And he saw a lot of rush at Colorado. But when he got out of the pocket, he was able to pick up first downs and run effectively enough that
And make plays down the field.
Yeah. I thought...
Guy completed 70% of his passes.
Right. And I thought, I don't think that's as accurate as people want it to be. I think he's a really interesting guy to keep an eye on. Because from a long-term perspective, he might be something for you.
Yeah, and he's not a bad kid. Now, I know that he's got the cameras around him all the time, and he's a, like,
which,
I,
by the
I,
way,
I
the Browns are going to nix, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, I made the joke.
At least on campus.
You know, I made the joke on X this week. I posted a six-second clip of Shadur, and I'm like, hey, here's Shadur throwing a football, news at 11. You know, there's your 50,000. He is just a lightning rod for attention. And he's very popular, and he's the number one selling jersey amongst rookies in the NFL right now. Is a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Right. But like, okay, that's great. And I don't think that makes him a bad kid. I don't think that makes him entitled. I don't think that makes him one with is in need of attitude adjustment or anything like that. I think that it's easy to draw those type of conclusions. But, like, I also feel like that there needs to be a little level of realism here. Yes, he is a fifth-round pick. Yes, he's fourth on the Browns' depth chart right now. Let's slow our roll about him winning the quarterback competition and beating three other guys out. You know, let's have a little realism mixed in here right now. I mean, if he wins the quarterback competition, he goes out and he's able to win 10 games and get you to the play. That is the ultimate, you know, hitting the lottery ticket there. But
sure. As a fifth rounder?
Like,
sure is.
But right now, I'm just trying to caution people. Just take it easy. It's great. You love him. You're buying the jerseys and he hyping them up and all that. But like, let's be realistic about the situation and let's give the Browns an opportunity to develop him into the player that all the fans believe that he is or can be.
Chuck's in Lyndhurst. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. I think their plan is to start Flacco, rightfully so. They want him to face Baltimore. There'll be built-in incentive big time on that game. And I think they want to put Flacco against Baltimore. As far as Sanders, I mean, we've seen these hot shots since Mike Phipps turn out to be a bunch of duds. So let's hold our can before it's empty.
All right, Chuck. Chuck's a big Flacco fan.
Okay.
I don't think the Browns
nothing
care.
Wrong with that.
I don't think the Browns care if he starts
I'm
against Baltimore.
I'm a big Flacco fan. I
exactly.
Like Joe.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. We haven't talked about the guy, and we're going to next, who I think is the biggest mystery of this group.
And he's getting the short end of the stick?
Pun intended. That's Daryl Ryder trying to be funny. He'll be funnier again next, and your phone calls as well, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on a Friday with Daryl in for Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.